We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Insomnia Radio SoCal proudly presents our newest offspring, number 14. Charles, your host here on the SoCal Sessions, and you just heard Dirty Laundry by Bittersweet. They are on Quango Records, the same label who brought us a bit of Zero Lean at the beginning of the new year. It's all good. I hope that everyone listening had a good 4th of July or equally relaxing weekend for all of our foreign listeners, and hopefully, in the words of LA resident Sarah Gizarik, it was a hot one.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling CGI for his cutie pie is not. 'Cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. When the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not. 'Cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, 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 too darn hot. It's too, 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 too darn hot.
Thank you. Thanks.
Welcome to the second mini TLP. The TLP is a show on Insomnia Radio that gives a personal voice to the stories from the independent music scene with an educational bent on artist helping artist. Get intimate with the best music you've never heard at tlpshow.insomniaradio.net. Now to Leo in the field.
Okay, I'm out here on location with Tail Gunner Joe. Why don't you guys say hello?
Hello.
What's up?
So I understand you guys are basically a brand new band just starting out.
Yeah, we played our first show at the end of April at the Orpheum, April 26th, 2007.
So, How is it getting? How do you guys get known? Like, what are you doing to like get your name out there?
MySpace.
Yeah, I'd say our biggest thing is MySpace. We do like an insane amount of MySpace marketing.
We have 6,000 friends
right now. We have about 6,500.
Yeah,
and we're trying to make it go up. We add as many people as we can and send a lot of communication back and forth to people, adding comments and messages and yada yada yada, and trying to keep in touch with people that like us.
So do you actually talk to all these people, or are you just like bulk adding friends?
Well, our philosophy is a hybrid philosophy where we do bulk add and we post a thanking comment for an ad, but anytime anybody sends us anything, we send something back. So our automated stuff is just for the purpose of getting people to interact with us, I would say.
Yeah. And we try to keep human interaction. We don't like the whole robotic comments and all that stuff too much.
We want people to talk to us and know who we are.
So do you think that leads to
those that were offered to us?
Yeah, we play as much as we can.
Well, speaking of playing, I have your CD, so this song I'm listening to is The Streets. It's got a very catchy, like a clappy section to it. Well, I mean, what's the inspiration behind this?
It's funny because when we were recording the EP, I was like, Travis, I don't care where we do it, but somewhere we're going to have claps on our CD.
Yeah, we love all that whole like...
I just like that. I just think it's cool.
It's very danceable.
So fortunately it worked out that we were like, oh, well, let's do it in the chorus of The Street. That'll sound cool.
Cannon and I like to dance. I can't speak for Adam, but you know we both like to dance.
He likes to dance.
He probably likes to dance deep down inside.
No, he definitely likes to dance.
Inside that gruff exterior.
Yeah. Our live show makes it quite apparent that he enjoys dancing.
Yeah, he is the biggest dancer in the show.
But
we thought it'd be cool to have a really danceable song.
Okay, that was Leo and David from the new Content Latin TLP show on our network, which I highly recommend, especially any artists that are listening in today. They give out a lot of helpful advice on their shows and over on their website at tlpshow.insomniaradio.net. They interviewed and played Tailgunner Joe and the Earls of Slander, who are an amazing band not from Southern California, but friends of theirs from Tampa, Florida. One great thing I noticed is that the few songs on the Tailgunner site are Creative Commons, which is excellent. Most of the background music and effects you've heard on my show since day one fall into the same category. Please go check them out. Very cool guys. Links are on our site. For the mini TLP, you heard from Sarah Gazarek with Too Darn Hot, a live song performed at LA venue The Jazz Bakery and released as part of a live CD recording there put out by Native Language. Sarah is originally from Seattle and now calls LA home. Beyond the CD, she just released a new album called Return to You, which came out on June 5th. The first song on the show was from West Hollywood artist Bittersweet with Dirty Laundry. These guys are all over the place. They were on the popular TV shows Entourage, Nip Tuck, and several others, and were featured predominantly during the whole Zune marketing campaign, which was either last year or maybe it was earlier this year. Anyway, they formed from Craigslist. Lead singer Shayna answered Kieran's ad. Kieran was a founding member of the group Supreme Beings of Leisure. You might remember them. Anyway, this came out last year, and it sounds like something you'd expect to hear in a Bond flick. Okay, let's keep the good vibes going, starting off with Rusty Surf Ranch favorites, the Red Elvises, then a bit of our new friends, Serenading the Dead, and a brand new one from Insomnia Radio favorite, Chance.
Red stockings. his red hair, growing round your ears and everywhere. He lives alone, trying to find a house to call his own. It came in a dream, when done, seen for what it's worth. Alone, and to dream again. She dyes her hair, making sure the roots are dark and true. He paints the spare room, hoping that a coat will change his view. They met in a dream, sight unseen for what it's worth. Alone, and to wake tangible, and the masks uncovering all the doubts I'm bothering for you.
Lifestyle in your dream house. Yeah. Let's go back.
There's no way out there.
Where did you come from?
All in good time.
But how do we get out of here?
All in good time.
I'm in a hurry.
It can wait.
Well, I really can't wait. I have an appointment.
Sit. Hold on, Lou.
So we've slowed things down a bit since our last Warped mixtape. Hopefully you got to check that one out. The first group you heard in this block was the Red Elvises. Formerly, they were called Limpopo, and I remember seeing them years ago in Redondo Beach at the concerts by the pier. They quickly changed their name to a name everyone would love and became everyone's favorite kick-ass rock and roll group from Siberia, known the world over. The song Red Lips, Red Eyes, Red Stockings is from the late 90s album Better Than Sex on Shuba Duba Records, and that's free over at our site thanks to PromoNet. Serenading the Dead was the next group, and the song you heard was called She's Not Tangible. Kind of reminds me of a Zeppelin or Blind Faith classic. Lots of cool directions on that song. You can grab the song over at Last.fm or through Snowcap on their page over at MySpace. It's easy to find them, but we will provide links. And we'll be playing more of them to come, so keep tuned in for that. Serenading the Dead will be at the Prince of Wales in Playa del Rey on August 3rd. Definitely a cool place to check out a band, small and intimate, and a good reason for me to possibly head down to the beach. Batting third was Chance, whom just released his 17th single, entitled Time Travel. It's a bit mellower than his last release, but perfect to play outdoors on a hot summer night. I think Jason from the main show said it best when he likened it a bit to Pink Floyd. I'd love to see this one played with a full video show backdrop. You can buy this quite easily over at his website, mynameischance.com. Next up, it's three groups from LA and Orange County: Oliver Future, The Bastard Fairies, and The Willows. Enjoy.
So many. Hey, gang, this is Jason from Insomnia Radio.
All right, that's my first gripe. Jason Evangelo, host of Insomnia Radio, leader of the podcast revolution, 6,000 listeners featured on blah, 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 and I'm part of his gang. Give me a break. We are devoted fans to the music, to the hosting, to the help he gives freely to anyone trying to get into his business and the band to sustain it. And not a single promo produced to this date. I'm not going to take it anymore. We are cutting edge, and so is Insomnia Radio. Get connected. It's insomniaradio.net.
Hey guys, I hope everyone is enjoying the show. You heard from the Austin to LA transplant, Oliver Future, with their track Happiness Machine. From the album Pax Futura. They've played everywhere from South by Southwest to Austin City Limits and are now attempting to take over Los Angeles radio. The track is available over at our site thanks to Iota. After that, you heard our friends the Bastard Fairies with A Venomous Tale from their debut album, which they apparently produced in musician Robert Davies' apartment for a mere $5. I guess they received some money from Showtime at some point to be placed in a series, which I'm sure covered the album production cost of $5. So they basically said, screw it, let's just give this album away for free. You can grab the 12-song album over at thebastardfairies.com or buy the 17-song version there as well. Lastly, you heard The Willows with Jubilee from their album Chautauqua. They formed in Anaheim in 2002 and can be heard in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, basically the scene where Kirsten Dunst is doing the undie dance on her bed. I believe that album was nominated for a Grammy, although I'm certain this one was well-deserved unlike the vast majority that have been given out in the past. I've put the video for Jubilee up on our site, which will probably look familiar to some of you as a major commercial on TV has been using the style, or paid the director to make one for them. Let's end the show with an artist that doesn't have much background info on his website, although you can find several of his demo tracks there to check out. I really enjoyed this song and wanted to end the show with it today. The artist is Ben Brooks and The Anger, and this track is called Bend. Also, if you enjoyed the show and haven't subscribed yet, you can do so at feeds.feedburner.com/IRLA. Tell a friend.
That's a direct order. Do it now.
Yeah. This recording will self-destruct in 5 seconds.